NIO September deliveries breakdown. ES6 contributes 50.48% with 7,896 units. By CNEV Post. NIO released figures earlier this month showing that its deliveries in September fell 19% from August to 15,641 vehicles, without providing model-specific breakdowns. The figures are now available, showing how different models are performing. NIO currently sells the ES8, ES7, ES6, EC7, EC6, ET7, ET5, and ET5 Touring, with the first five being SUVs and the last three sedans. Overall, deliveries of all models except the new EC6 declined in September compared to August, with the ET5 series seeing the largest decrease. NIO's main seller, the ES6, delivered 7,896 units in September, up 125.15% from 3,507 a year earlier, but down 8.2% from 8,601 in August. Data from the China Passenger Car Association shared by local automotive media Yi showed. Despite the decrease in deliveries, the SUV's contribution to NIO deliveries rose to 50.48% in September from 44.5% in August, CNEV Post calculation showed. In the January to September period, the ES6 delivered 38,055 units, up 4.59% year-on-year. The ES6, NIO's second production vehicle, was initially launched at the NIO Day 2018 event held on December 15, 2018, and it has been NIO's least expensive SUV. On May 24, NIO launched the new ES6, which is based on the NT2 platform, and began deliveries on the night of its launch. The model now starts at 338,000 Chinese yuan in China. Prior to the launch of the new ES6, the model's contribution to NIO's deliveries fell to 2.61% in April, after which its contribution rose rapidly and reached 54.33% in July, the highest of the year. The ET5 Touring delivered 2,593 units in September, down 36.49% from 4,083 units in August. The model contributed 16.58% of the NIO's deliveries in September, down 4.54 percentage points from 21.12% in August. The ET5 Touring was launched in China on June 15 and deliveries began on June 16. By the end of September, a total of 11,677 units of the model had been delivered since its launch. Pricing for the ET5 Touring is the same as the regular ET5, starting at 298,000 Chinese yuan for the version with a 75 kWh battery pack and 356,000 Chinese yuan for the 100 kWh version. The regular ET5 delivered 1,299 units in September, up 487.78% year-on-year and down 54.93% from 2,882 units in August, contributing 8.31% of NIO's monthly deliveries. NIO launched the ET5, the company's second sedan after the ET7, at NIO Day 2021 in December 2021, with first deliveries beginning on September 30, 2022. As of the end of last month, 47,030 units of the regular ET5 had been delivered since its launch. NIO's flagship SUV, the ES8, delivered 2,139 units in September, up 51.49% from 1,412 a year ago and down 9.71% from 2,369 in August. The ES8 contributed 13.68% of NIO deliveries in September, up from 12.26% in August. The model delivered 8,645 units from January to September, down 30.28% year-on-year. The ES8 is NIO's first production model, originally launched on December 16, 2017 at NIO Day 2017. NIO launched the upgraded ES8 at NIO Day 2019 on December 28, 2019, still based on the NT1 platform. The company released the new ES8 based on the NT2 platform at the NIO Day 2022 event on December 24, 2022, with deliveries starting on June 28. The ES8 is NIO's flagship SUV and its highest-priced model to date, with a starting price of 498,000 Chinese yuan in China. The coupe SUV EC6 delivered 1,006 units in September, contributing 6.43% of NIO's deliveries in September. This is up 9.95% year-on-year and up 341.23% from 228 units in August. In the January to September period, the EC6 delivered 3,149 units, down 79.94% from 15,696 last year. The EC6 was initially released on December 28, 2019, with first deliveries in September 2020. On September 15, NIO launched the new EC6 based on the NT2 platform and started deliveries on the night of the launch. Months prior to the release of the new EC6, its contribution to NIO sales continued to decrease and was reduced to 0.09% in July. The ET7 delivered 245 units in September, contributing 1.57% of NIO's September deliveries. This is 91.63% lower than the 2,928 units delivered in the same period last year and 29.8% lower than the 349 units delivered in August. In the January to September period, the ET7 delivered 4,592 units, which is 70.26% lower than the same period last year. Originally released on January 9, 2021 at the NIO Day 2020 event, the ET7 is the company's flagship sedan, with deliveries beginning on March 28, 2022. The 2023 ET7 was launched on April 18, the first day of the Shanghai Auto Show, with deliveries beginning in mid-May. The ES7 delivered 234 units in September, down 87.65% from 1,895 units in the same month last year and down 28% from 325 units in August. The ES7 was released on June 15, 2022 and deliveries began on August 28, 2022. The EC7 delivered 229 units in September, a decrease of 53.46% from 492 units in August. The EC7 was launched along with the new ES8 on NIO Day 2022 on December 24, 2022, with first deliveries on April 28 this year. As of the end of September, 2,736 units of the model were delivered this year.